The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, 23rd of February, 2010. Don't go away. Is that Bob calling in? All right. All right. Do me a favor. Open up that other microphone. I'll squeeze this in. Tim Geithner. Can anybody explain to me why Tim Geithner ended up in Austin, Texas at the building that Joe Stack flew his little plane into? Well, here's what Mr. Geithner had to say, and here's the KXAN news report. Maybe. She locked up on me. I just love these computers.
United States Treasury Secretary and Commissioner of the IRS have both just wrapped up a tour of the Echelon building in Northwest Austin, the site of John Stack's suicide attack on Thursday. KXAN's Jenny Hoffline.
Did he say John Stack? He just did, didn't he?
Well, hi there, Robert. When Commissioner Shulman and Secretary Geithner arrived here to the IRS building, they brought with them a letter from President Obama. They then toured the crash site here just to see all of the damage that was done last Thursday during that crash into the Echelon building. They also had a closed-door meeting with the workers of the IRS who were working here before that plane crashed into the building. They said they wanted to show them their support. They wanted to tell them that they respect the job that they do. They wanted to tell them that their job is vital to Americans. And they also mourned the loss of one of their own, Vernon Hunter, who was killed in that crash.
We just spent an hour with the men and women who worked in that building, listening to them talk about their colleague who died. What a great leader, inspirational leader he was. We listened to the stories they told about evacuating this building in 3 minutes, all the lives they saved by working together.
We also heard from Joe Stack's daughter today. Earlier this morning, she had an interview with Good Morning America. In that interview, she talked about her father's actions, saying she didn't approve of what he did by flying his plane into the building, but she does believe that he had a message to share and that the government has some faulty tax laws. Now, at one point, she actually called her father a hero, and that spurred a very heartfelt and emotional reaction from the son of Vernon Hunter, who says there is nothing heroic about what Joe Stack did.
How can you call your dad a hero when he took life for no reason? If you don't like the tax laws, contact Congress. That's what the United States is about.
Now, Stack's daughter later recanted that statement, saying her father wasn't a hero. She did find fault with his actions here, but she still does believe in his message. Now, Vernon Hunter's funeral will be this Friday here in Austin. He'll then be buried with full military honors because he is a 20-year military veteran. He'll be buried up in Fort Hood. Reporting live from Northwest Austin, Jenny Hoff, KXAN Austin News.
There's one other report on this. I'll play it in the next segment. Look, heroes, son, we've been trying to do something about the IRS for nigh on 20 years. Your father was out there as one of the case robbers for the American people. To me, he's no hero, any more than Joe Stack was a hero.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product. Now-
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, Joe Stack's daughter did say that her father was a hero. There is one person that understands the IRS, but she recanted the hero part of it, but said that, wait a minute, he had a message. And he delivered the message. Now, why was Timmy Geithner down there? Rather fascinating. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Hello, sir.
He was visiting TurboTax.
Robbie Noel, are you there, my
friend? The guy is a tax cheat.
Yeah, well, of course he is.
He didn't file for, what was it, 8 years?
Well, he look.
And how can you put a guy like that as head of the Treasury Department and titular head of the IRS? They're all criminals.
Well, careful what you say there. Because he didn't pay his taxes, does that make him a criminal?
No, okay. But he's a criminal anyway for the other things that he's done.
Well, of course he is. Of course he is. I mean, these are special branded people in charge of running things and running them into the ground. But, they get special treatment, and it's okay. Robbie Noel. Hello, Robbie. What? You don't have him yet. Is there a reason why you don't have him yet? Oh, we got a brand new board up in here, and he's a little bit befuddled. At any rate, Bob, We were talking before the program today. I didn't know you knew Ronnie Reagan.
Very well.
What happened to Ronnie?
He got Alzheimer's disease and died.
Duh. Yeah, I know that. But he was Red Ronnie. He was known as Red Ronnie when he was in college.
And he made lots of speeches during the 1930s through the American Southwest, a lot of them in Texas. And they were to the left of socialism. And I think part of the syndrome of Hollywood, and I lived in Los Angeles and its environs for 36 years, is that you don't become rich and famous unless you're a socialist or a communist. They'll accept liberals, and that's about it. Anybody who's conservative can kiss it goodbye. And I spent lots and lots of time in Beverly Hills, and I lived in Malibu for many years. And I knew all the players, believe me. And they knew me, too, and they didn't like me very much.
Well, you know, Hollywood, that's run by the Arabs, so we're safe from socialism out there, right?
Hardly.
Just teasing. By the way, before Robbie comes up, I want to play that second part to that KXAN Austin News. Pretty much what the first one was, but here's a little different twist on it.
Need your local forecast right now? There's an app for that.
Well, of course, we got to get a freaking commercial in here. Well, that's all right. I pulled my sound down. Leave that up.
With the new KXAN Austin News iPhone app.
Oh, yeah. We can get the straight poop and the propaganda through your iPhone now. At any rate.
And we're beginning to learn more about the man behind the attack. Joe Stack outlined his anger in his online manifesto. We've told you that. But now his daughter is speaking out, calling her dad's act inappropriate, but his message important. Our Jenny Hoff is live at the crash scene there with how the victim's son is responding to these statements and what Stack's accountant has to say about the man's financial troubles. Jenny.
Well, Leslie, initially when the daughter made the statements about her father, she actually described her father's actions as heroic. Well, that inspired a firestorm of controversy, especially from the victim's family in this case. She has since taken that word back. She says her father is not a hero, but she still believes he had an important message to share.
Frustrated, scared, angry, and in trouble, just some of the many descriptions of Joe Stack, a man some are calling a terrorist, others hailing as a hero.
I think too many people lay around and wait for things to happen. But if nobody comes out and speaks up in behalf of injustice, then nothing will ever be accomplished.
In an interview with ABC, Stack's daughter, Samantha Bell, said her father wasn't alone when it comes to frustration with the government. And she knows of many whose lives have been ruined because of the country's tax laws. But according to a statement from the Austin accountant Joe Stack named in his suicide manifesto, Stack is at least partially at fault for his financial troubles. Despite the auditor's advice, back in 2008, Stack failed to provide him with all of his financial information, which triggered an IRS audit, an audit that seems to have led to his suicide attack. But when questioned if her dad is a hero...
Yes, because now maybe people will listen.
But to the son of Vernon Hunter, the IRS worker killed in the attack, there is nothing heroic about taking an innocent life.
How can you call your dad a hero when he took life for no reason? If you don't like the tax laws, contact Congress. That's what the United States is about.
Hunter compares Stack's actions to that of Al-Qaeda. And though both Bell and Hunter are now without a father, Hunter says only one of the men who died on Thursday could ever be considered a hero.
Tell me who the true hero is. It's my dad and not Joe Stack.
Now, Vernon Hunter's funeral is going to be this Friday here in Austin Hill. They'll be buried in Fort Hood with full military honors. He was a military veteran of 20 years. Meanwhile, Secretary of the Treasury Timothy Geithner and the IRS commissioner said they were also here to mourn the loss of one of their colleagues. We'll have more of what they had to say tonight at 6. Reporting live from Northwest Austin, Jenny Hoff, KXAN Austin News.
Tim Geithner is mourning the loss of Mr. Vernon. Well, isn't that precious and special? Tim Geithner and the boys have laid waste to this country, wrecked thousands, if not millions, of lives. And this guy's son, I'm going to be trying to be polite here. Yeah, if you want to change the tax laws, go to Congress. What a putz. How stupid is this guy? Now, when I said that Joe Stack wasn't a hero, his message was heroic. I can't condone flying an airplane into a building, okay? Because we're not in a full-blown revolution footing or a war, okay? I mean, this... Tim Geithner cares about this guy, this 68-year-old Vernon that died in an IRS building. He's down here to mourn his loss. What about the loss of this damn country? I don't have anybody in here. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I think you're right. And one of the problems is that the IRS is bad in and of itself and illegal as far as I'm concerned. But more so, Congress has aided and abetted the problem from time to time. Number one, they don't do anything about it. Number two, they accept it. And number three, they continue to make laws which are dreadful. And a wonderful example of that, which most of you won't know about or remember, is the 1986 Tax Reform Act. And what happened was that arbitrarily the government passed legislation ending tax shelters, among other things. And 8 million millionaires went bankrupt because they changed the rules on tax shelters, and almost all of them were not abusive shelters. They were set up to encourage investment in real estate and oil and gas drilling and many other things. And they didn't grandfather in programs that had been set up by accounting organizations to do this and had been in place for some years. They just came along and said, you can't do that anymore.
Ronnie.
And so you have a whole plethora. And, you know, how can the United States government, the people within government, think for one moment that the American people can be happy with their status tax-wise in the United States? Not only are they robbing the American people, creating larger and larger government, which from the money that they hijack from them, and then in the final analysis, change the rules at will. And so, right now, and this is probably the highest figure that it's been ever, between 38% and 40%. Of people who are operating private businesses are not even filing. It's costing the IRS, the U.S. government, about $500 billion a year. And they don't want you to know that.
When you say
they don't want to talk about it.
When you say they're not filing, I mean, they're just small businesses?
Small businesses, one-horse, two-horse operations, mom and pop, whatever it is. And they're just not filing. And it's a historic rule that of the monies that are declared as income by small businesses, usually 1 to 5 employees, they understate taxes by at least a third.
Well, when we get back out of the break, Robbie, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. When we get back from the break, I'm going to drop a little bombshell on you here that has been signed off by at least two Congress critters on the explanation as to taxation. And I wished I would have had an opportunity to speak to Joe Stack. He would have been driving up instead of a plane to that building, flying into it, he would have been driving up a Brinks truck to get back all of the money that the IRS had stolen from him. That would have been really, really newsworthy. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. By the way, if you read the quote-unquote manifesto, his tax guy failed to report $12,500 of the wife's income, but Joe Stack contends that he knew about that but didn't include it in that audit. Now, here is something, folks, that you may not be aware of regarding a notice of levy. Now, this is what the IRS does to employers. Anyone whose employers has sent a Form 688W, Notice of Levy on Wages, Salaries, and Other Income. Now, this is a standard tactic used to co-opt third parties into doing what the IRS can't do for itself. And entirely, by the way, at the third party's risk, will take great interest in noting that the IRC excerpts thoughtfully provided on the back of the form, section 6331 of the code, leave out the first paragraph of that section, paragraph A, and it begins with paragraph B. They just leave it out of there. The missing section is as follows. Listen very closely. Section 6331, levy and distraint. Authority of secretary, if any person liable to pay any tax neglects or refuses to pay the same within 10 days after notice and demand, it shall be lawful for the secretary to collect such tax and further sum as shall be sufficient to cover the expense of the levy, by levy upon all property and rights to property except such property as is exempt under section 6334, belonging to such person or on which there is a lien provided in this chapter for the payment of such tax. Here's the juicy part. Levy may be made upon the accrued salary or wages of any officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of the United States or the District of Columbia by serving a notice of levy on the employer as defined in Section 3401D. Of such officer, employee, or elected official, if the secretary makes a finding that the collection of such tax is in jeopardy, notice and demand for such immediate payment of such tax may be made to the secretary, and upon failure of the refusal to pay such tax, collection thereof by levy shall be lawful without regard to the 10-day period provided in this section. Now, this is the response from Clay Shaw, E. Clay Shaw. He was a member of Congress, and this was as early as, as late as 2005. I just read you the code. The last paragraph after the congressman signs off, he said, this particular provision does not appear to extend to private sector employees. If the form was given to any employer that omitted Section A, this form could be considered misleading. Let me take you back in Professor's Wayback Machine, even a bit further, going back to December 30th of 1985 from the office of Dennis M. Hertel, again, member of Congress, same section in there. He says the omission of this section from the form may be misleading to some employers, as has been suggested. So what they're saying here, the IRS is mailing out these levies and distraint under Section 6331 and leaving out Section A. Guess what that means, ladies and gentlemen? As a private employer, you're not required to pay the tax. Why then would they leave a loophole out of that to let you off the hook, because they don't tell you that you don't have to pay it? This has to do with private employers. What a scam, Bob. What a stinking scam.
Well, that's why about 3 weeks ago, Remington received an order for, I don't know how many, I can't remember, new model sawed-off shotgun for IRS people to carry.
Well, you know, to their, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try to be fair to the IRS employees. If you don't know that the people that you're working for are highway robbers, please don't carry shotguns. If you're unarmed, chances are nothing bad is going to happen to you. But if you show up armed with a shotgun, I'm going to blow your frickin' head off. It's that simple. You don't come to me armed at the point of a gun and make your demands.
And that's probably why they've done that, John. They want confrontation. It's part of what they can keep the mill going, so to speak. And I think you can expect that very frustrated people are going to do very frustrating things.
Well, I'm still looking for the bloodshed to happen over these clowns that think that they can take all your through the census. You know, they only have the right to ask you how many adults are living in the home. And I believe their ages, and I don't even think that they can even request the names, but they've turned this into a three-ring info-gathering intelligence field operation, up to and including GPSing your location. So I would imagine for further inquiry from the IRS or any other governmental agency. I mean, fellas, I mean, how many Joe Stacks do they want around the country? This guy wasn't aberrant. He wasn't illogical. He was a man that was trying to get by in life, and he continually got screwed. And how unfortunate that
he was a liberal. He voted for the stuff, for goodness sake. I mean, that reads like the Communist Manifesto.
So the guy gets squeezed by the very thing he didn't understand when he was voting for.
No, the guy got squeezed because of the very thing he's been voting for all his life.
He didn't understand what the real problem was.
The guy was an idiot. I hate to say this. The guy was a full-blown idiot.
Well, he's now a dead idiot.
Well, now he's a dead idiot. You know, no winners on this game.
All right. We'll take the break here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take your phone calls immediately after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Dow Jones down 100 points today, closing 10.8240. Let me see. Everything was down. NASDAQ off 20, almost 29. United States dollar, though, climbed up 39 cents to 80.93. Gold closed down a few dollars today, sitting at 11.07. And let's go to the phones. Let's get ready to rumble. Ed in Canada. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I've been listening to you the last few days. You were talking about Ron Paul wanting to do away with the income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hit me. I have a neighbor around the corner who's an immigrant from China. And I was reading a car magazine, and I noticed that they had said they were opening up 47 Porsche dealerships in China. So I was talking to my neighbor, and I said, how can people in China afford to buy Porsche cars? He says, well, it's quite simple. He says, the people in China look for employment that has long hours and more days a week. Like, in other words, 6 or 6.5 days a week for what appears to be a rather low wage. But he says, taxes are very, very low. And most areas have no income tax. And he said that 80% of the people who buy a car in China carry the cash into the dealership in a suitcase or a bag. They keep their money at home because they don't trust the banks.
Sounds like the Chinese people have more sense than anybody else does.
Yeah.
Here, here.
And I just thought this was really
eye-opening.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, the Dreamweavers have worked their magic well in this country, and I'm sure that they're working overtime to market their products. You know, I don't know if I'd want to work 8 days a week to buy a Porsche because I'd never have any time to drive it. But it's nice that their taxes are very low and they don't have any income tax, and they can actually deal with cash without sending up a flare that you might be aiding and abetting Al Qaeda. You know, I mean, how backwards is this?
The government's also figured out how to get hold of that cash, by the way.
Yes.
By allowing them to buy gold and silver.
That's right.
Well, that's right. But, hey, at least they're holding something rather than a handful of rice stocks or something.
Yeah. I also read a newspaper that's a farm newspaper across Western Canada. And there was an article back, I think it was in December, about a Chinese pig farmer, a young guy. And he started a little sideline business, and it's online computer gaming. He is the 23rd richest man in China. He's worth 2.7 billion, and he still raises pigs in his farm.
You know, I'm just absolutely amazed. I am absolutely amazed that people have opportunity. This was supposed to, this was a blueprint in this country. If you wanted to be king or you wanted to be a pauper, that was your choice. It wasn't somebody else's choice to either make you or break you. And I find it fascinating that people have more economic opportunity in a communist country than they do in a supposed capitalist system, which has been misnamed. That was the antithesis to communism, capitalism. I don't believe really in Easter-isms, but I do believe in free market. And this whole thing has been twisted around to the point where people don't even know what type of system we're supposed to have. Because a lot of people, let me tell you something, a lot of people are starting to catch on. By the way, I wanted to tell you guys that I went down to 183. The service road was closed off in front of Echelon 1, nice name for a building. And I talked to people that were across the freeway looking at the site. And I did my own little sample poll about the IRS. Nobody had anything bad to say about Joe Stack. Did anybody notice that the media was full, wall-to-wall stories on Thursday, back to back to back to back? Hardly any other news came forward. The very next day, Friday morning, on all the networks, CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, you name it, not one story about what happened in Austin, Texas.
Well, you know why? Because they figured out that he wasn't a Tea Partier or a member of the right-wing militia. But reading his manifesto, they realized he was one of their own.
That's right. That's right.
And by the way, let me tell our Canadian listener, Canada could rock the financial markets next week. Your finance minister, Flaherty, I guess his name is,
yeah,
is going to announce the New Year's budget. And it won't include any new tax or spending measures in his budget. And as a matter of fact, he's going to offer a plan to cut deficits by reducing the rate of spending, which is in this crazy world in which we live, something very positive for Canada.
Hey, Ed, you got to join me in a chorus of singing O Canada now.
I don't even sing that. I don't know the French words.
Anything else, Ed?
No, it's just a pleasure listening to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call.
Yeah, the loonie could do very well next week.
Well, what an apt name for a currency, huh?
Well, yeah.
Well, the loonie has been doing well and will continue to do well. It's one of the four best currencies in the world.
Yep.
So I wanted to ask you, Bob, how about that dollar? 80.93, they got it pushed up.
Well, it's a long explanation, and I don't have time to give it to you, but I'll say this. Now, this business of Greece was a setup. And it was set up for two reasons. Number one, to divert attention from the debt bombs that exist in the United States and the United Kingdom in particular. Number two, they're starting to take each one of these nations in trouble, and there's about 14 or so of them. I've been just writing about it here before we came on the air in regard to Spain. And I think what they're doing is planning to take all of these 14-odd nations right up to the edge. And then I believe that they're going to have a big conference, and they're going to revalue and devalue the currencies against each other, and they are going to have a multilateral debt default, and that they will then try to also create a international commercial trading unit based upon the index, which would be weighted of the G20 currencies. And that, I think, in order to be successful, would have to be partially gold-backed, maybe 10 to 20%, say 15, arbitrarily. And I think there'll be a number of domestic devaluations of currencies, including the United States dollar. And I think this is where this is headed. This is where they're trying to take us. When I saw Goldman, Morgan, and Citi and others long between 74 and 76 on the USDX, long on the dollar, I knew something was up, but I didn't know what it was.
Run pulses.
And one of the interesting things here is that the gold price has gone up. Well, that has happened. And usually that wasn't usually that didn't happen. Usually when the dollar went up, gold went down. And the reason why, I think gold has decoupled from the dollar, and that happened about 9 months ago. And I think it will continue to decouple more. I think there's about a 20% influence there, and that's it. But that's why they've done what they've done. And, of course, these luminous banks are making a fortune being along the dollar here.
Well, Ron Paul is of the opinion. He's going to ask this question on Thursday when Bernanke goes before Congress. He goes before the Senate tomorrow, Congress on Thursday. He's convinced that the Fed is bailing out Greece, and he wants to know what involvement Bernanke has had with that, because, as you know, Greece is going to float $35 billion worth of bonds. It's in the hole by $300 billion, which is a drop in the bucket. Pretty much at the same time, we are auctioning off a whole bunch of debt here.
$122 billion this week.
Yeah, but I don't know if you caught Jose Pinera. You know who Jose Pinera is?
Yes, I do.
Did you catch him on Fox yesterday, shocking
the
host?
I heard him speak at someplace else, and Pinera is not telling the truth.
No, but what he did, because he pulled out the paper, and the Fox host was shocked. He says, "Listen, if you think Greece's problems are bad, America's problems are worse. You've got $100 trillion debt, and it's all spelled out here in the Office of Management and Budget."
Yeah, but they're going to keep giving
23.7 trillion, and he's right, and that's what I've been saying. And eventually, I think they're going to boil the euro down to Holland, France, and Germany. And that's not going to work for the Germans. They do not want it. And it's part of the process of bringing every nation to its knees. Because when Europe and the United States go down, everybody exports to them. And they export as well, but the balance of trade, with the exception of Germany, is negative. And then you have all of this debt put together And they're going to take them all down at one time. And that's when, and when is this going to happen? I think sometime between October and the end of next year. And the reason they're going to do that is that's when the switch is going to come, and they're going to go into the deflationary depression in order to force everybody to accept world government. And so I think that's the mode that they're in, and that's, the I think, the road that they're following. And I've been pretty right about these things. Another thing, too, is the reason I mentioned October is that they may try, and I don't think they will, but they may try, and if they do try it, they're smart. And that is to have the financial conflict come to a head in October and kill the U.S. election in November. But I don't think they'll do it, but if they were smart, they would. Because the only thing really standing legally between the power structure, which is the Illuminati behind government, is the possibility, and a distinct possibility, at the November elections that more than half of the incumbents will lose their positions. And it will allow a situation where many pieces of legislation could be quickly passed. The Democrats will lose control, and things like lobbying, financial contributions, executive orders, the Federal Reserve, those things could be attacked during that time frame. It only takes 6 months to a year to do it. And if you could neutralize those elements legislatively, we could take the country back.
You know, it's kind of fascinating, this Tea Party thing, which the Republicans have tried to hijack. In my way of thinking, Bob, politically, that's like carrying around a vial of nitroglycerin. Because they're trying to capitalize politically on the Tea Party movement starting in this country. Do they not realize that they're going to lose control of that because these rabid, rampant, extreme conservative people out there is going to be driving the message that the Republicans should have been carrying all these years? I don't know. You know, when you're dealing in gray shaded areas such as politics and politicos, Do they even realize what they're handling here? They're trying to capitalize on it, but you know this could have a good effect overall. That the Republican Party once again pays attention to its own original platform. It's rather fascinating. Hey, look, guys, we've got calls backed up from here to Kalamazoo. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. All right. Here's a couple of things. I have more questions for Chapman, but I heard you earlier mentioning the thing with the levy, and you found Section A that was left out of that document, and it only had B down.
Yeah.
Where did you get that from? What book, what code book? Because I know there's a book that has all of it. Where did you get that from?
You can go to the website. Let me see here. It was yesterday.
While he's doing it, he'll serenade you as well.
Yeah, I'll sing O Canada for you. How's that? Let me see. LostHorizons.com.
Okay, where is it spelled? Lost.
Lost Horizons.
Oh, that's the same with the guy selling... Hendrickson with the...
Cracking the Code.
Right, all right. So he actually has an IRS code book, or is that his personal book, Cracking the Code?
No, that's the book that he wrote.
Oh, so that thing that you found about the levy, that's in the book he wrote.
I don't know. I haven't received the updated copy. I have Cracking the Code around here someplace, but I'm sure that's in his updated version.
Right, okay, so you read that from his website.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's from his book. Okay, all right. No, I know Lost Horizons. Okay, all right.
Okay.
So, now let me move on to Chapman. I heard you mentioning about the Germans. That's when I'm really fascinated with this stuff in Europe. You said that it looks like it may just be France and Netherlands and Germany. with the regarding the EU. I don't know if you're familiar with this too, but they had an article, and I'll tell you this, you probably saw it, in Business Week magazine. I know it's controlled with, by Bloomberg, but they had an article in there, and it's on the cover with Angela Merkel, and they were talking about this whole thing, and they're saying she has either a couple of choices, either, you know, let Greece fall, but that would affect the euro, or bail them out, or either go to the MIF chief. Now, let me ask you this. As far as the thing with Greece and Germany, do you think it's possible that she, you know, that they might decide to let, you know, Greece fall? Because the thing that sickens me with this whole thing with the euro thing is that even in the Business Week magazine, is the attitude of those some of those people toward Germany with this whole EU thing. It's like they clearly said in that Bloomberg article, I mean that Business Week article, that Germany only matters, and this is a quote, Germany only matters only if Europe matters. You know, and I think when they say Europe, though, they're not talking, they really mean the European Union now when they say Europe.
Yeah.
There seems to be, Germany's the one that's really paying for this and holding this up. I mean,
Henry, is there a question in here somewhere? We're running out of
time. Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking. What do you think she will do? Germany will do? And also, when you say the Germans would not like it or don't like the idea of, you know, Germany and France and what's the other country? Oh, and the Netherlands.
Holland.
What source do you get that from? Is this some special website?
No, this is my projection. I don't have a source for it. I lived in Europe for years. I speak all their languages. I understand the continent and England very well. And those are my appraisals. It is politically untenable for Merkel, who's a Bilderberger, in an Illuminist, to go that far politically with the German people. I mean, this has been going on for 10 years. They don't like supporting all of the other nations who have balance of payments deficits. They don't want the euro. In fact, 71% don't want the euro. And that's been that way for a long time. And they will not accept euro bills that are printed in other countries. Did you know that?
Yep.
They won't do that. And so what's going to happen through the back door, just like Mr. Paul thinks, and I do too, the U.S. has said, well, look, we'll cover you and secretly. And that's the way it's going to be. And what's going to happen, as I explained earlier, these 14 nations that are on the edge, they go from Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Ukraine, Hungary, Romania, Poland, now Denmark, and then the five pigs, and the United States, and the UK, they're all going to go down. And it's going to be planned. And it's going to happen. And it's going to happen simultaneously. And that's what they're looking for. And that's how they think they're going to solve their problem. And at the same time, bring us all down on our knees where we can't work and we can't eat. We got 50% unemployment. And that's what they're going for here.
Yes.
And that was the plan from the very beginning. It's not incompetence and stupidity. This was planned that way.
Yeah, she gave a speech last night, and although she didn't mention Goldman Sachs, she did say that, and she was very animated in this. She said financial institutions bailed out with public funds are exploiting the budget crisis in Greece and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they all
pretty
short
plain
the
plain who she meant.
Yeah, of course, we know exactly who she meant.
By the way, before we run out of time in this segment, we only have a couple minutes left. Folks, you're going to want to tune in tomorrow for the National Intel Report. On the first hour, I've got a guy, Dr. Kavari, out of Florida. Now, I don't make a habit of putting people on air running for governor or running for political office. The Elected Representative Network is only going to be for those people that have already been elected, state senators and legislators. Nobody, and I mean nobody, from Washington, D.C. is going to be a part of that. This is a state's movement. But Kavari is going to be on with me tomorrow, and he's advocating running for governor, state banking. That's why I'm bringing him on. And the second hour, I have Reverend Ted Pike. Guess what, folks? Another hate bill is coming down the pike here, And they're not talking about it. They're going to get it out of committee, get it onto the floor, and pass it. But it, you know, it's those evil Al-Qaeda Arabs that are running our country, don't you know? Just as they run Hollywood and all the mainstream media in this country. It's all the Arabs. So I guess we should side with Israel, right?
Well, I mean, what's his name? Issa? Representative Issa? He wants an investigation into Fox News to find out whether they are getting money from the Arabs. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. But anyway.
Yeah. Doug in Colorado. Hello, Doug.
Taking my call.
Gotcha.
Thank you for taking my call, John.
Yes, sir.
I know you're stacked up here with calls, so I'll just get to my points. But, first question, Bob, to you is I've been hearing that the interest rates are going to be heading certainly back up north after this first-time buyer credit goes away. I think it's in April. Comment on that as well as my second question, John. I can throw this at you. This, what concerns me the most about what you guys are talking about is, and call it a trigger point, if you will, that through executive order, Obama has now granted immunity for Interpol to operate in the country.
That's right.
And I'm concerned about it because of the economics of the country, China coming in and exercising collateralized debt obligations. Just like to get you guys' thoughts on that.
Bob?
Well, as far as them, they don't have any or many collateralized debt obligations. What they had, they sold out and took their losses on. So if, were they to say to the United States government, well, you can't pay us, so what we want you to do is give us this factory and that plot of land over there, and that's just not going to work. The American public's not going to stand for it.
Well, Eddie,
go ahead, John.
Yeah, your trigger point, it's... people are waiting for a cataclysmic event, epiphany overnight. This, I don't think people understand what's really going on here, Doug, in this country. The reason why they had to pull the news stories and pull back from Joe Stack and his aerobatic infamy down here in Austin, Texas, is because, number one, the people don't like the IRS. They don't like the taxation. They don't like a lot of what the government's doing. These very people, Citigroup people, are now running this country. You know, the question I had during this whole process, who's at fault? It takes two to tango. The government that was willing to lend more money than the government was ever able to pay back. Or was it the bank's fault for loaning money, good after bad, to the government that they knew would never be able to pay the thing back? So... Yep. This has been constructive fraud from beginning to end. And our government is as complicit in this and selling out the American people, literally selling them out, as well as the funny money people themselves. So this is a slow rolling boil that we've got in this country. A lot of people are waking up. Could you imagine what this country would be like without the alternative message out there to focus on the important issues and to spell out what's illegal and illegal, constitutional versus unconstitutional? That's why, ladies and gentlemen, there's got to be a states' rights movement to restore their proper position in the governance of things in this country. I got news for everybody. The Fed is dead. Write them off. Hang on, we'll be right back. Second hour. Introducing the new Go.